512 and send a self-addressed stamped envelope. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
This is Jane.
Tweet, tweet.
Thank you. Well, here we are again.
Yeah.
Good morning. I mean, yeah, it is good morning.
It's morning.
Yeah,
it certainly is. It's a Saturday morning. About 5 minutes past 12.
A voice of Long Island.
Yes, I'm Mike Uhas.
And I'm Eric Corley, and that was pretty interesting at Stardate, wasn't it, about the
Jovian moon.
Jovial moon.
Jovial moon.
Yes. Nothing like jovial moons.
Yes.
Is our moon jovial? I've always thought
it looks
kind of serious.
It looked pretty jovial tonight on the way over.
Is it out tonight?
Yes, it is. It's
what phase is it in?
It's like a big smile up there.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. It's very cute.
Big smile. Wow.
Big smile from the moon.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
It's fairly warm out, too. What is it, 16 Celsius?
15 Celsius.
15, 59 right now. Fahrenheit.
Yes. It's getting colder, but it's not all that cold yet.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel as cold as it did last night for some reason. And it was the same temperatura.
Well, maybe it has something to do with the winds.
Or the humidity.
That's possible, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of considerations that you have to take into consideration. That's what I always say.
That's true.
So, who are we? We told them who we were, didn't we? But we have to say what we're here for, what we're going to do, and that kind of stuff.
Well, we don't know what we're here for, and we sure don't know what we're going to do.
That's right. For 3 hours, we won't be knowing what we're going to be doing.
We won't know until 3 hours?
Well, for an entire 3 hours until 3 o'clock, then we'll be done doing it, but we still won't really know what we have done.
Right.
You know?
Not until we listen back to the tape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have a new episode of The Tripod, of course.
Absolutely.
We've got some interesting features coming up and surprises. And
we're going to make a phone call.
Yes, we will do that.
Where?
We will find a place. Don't worry about that.
Perhaps we can get some listeners to call us up with some suggestions.
Well, if there's something you'd like to find out, we'll find it out for you. I mean, there's never been a question as to our abilities. As far as that goes, we can find out virtually any piece of information, however hidden it may be.
Unless they were questioning our abilities, and then we couldn't find the answer to that question.
No, that's one thing we can't do.
Yeah.
So how was your week?
It was very, 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 very hectic.
Yeah? You went to Boston 2 days ago.
Yes, I was up there for the better part of Wednesday.
Yeah.
I flew out of Islip Airport again.
That's good.
Long Island MacArthur Airport.
They have a habit of doing this.
Yeah, it's a really nice airport. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have. It's kind of tiny. I have nothing against tiny airports, but it's tiny.
It's very tiny, and all sorts of gray-suited businessmen go up to Boston and down to Philadelphia from there.
Yeah.
Gray-suited
businessmen?
Well, some of them were in green suits, even.
Yeah, I like green suits. They're interesting. Like little leprechauns running around.
Mm-hmm. Makes you feel real Irish.
Yes.
Top of the morning to you. But that was a long day for me.
What did you do in Boston? I mean, did you see...
I went to a trade show.
Oh.
And I guess the best part of going up there was lunch.
Is that so?
Did I tell you about lunch?
No.
I had lunch in a Mexican place up there.
Yeah.
On Newberry Street, I think it was. Oh, I'm not allowed to say that, am I?
No, you're allowed to say that. I mean, how many Mexican restaurants on Newberry Street could there be?
There could be quite a few.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're not advertising any one particular one.
Right.
If you had said... Carmine's Mexican restaurant on Newberry Street, which I happen to know does exist. No, actually, I don't. If you were to say something like that, that certainly would be grounds for dismissal.
Okay, well, I won't say that it was the Acapulco. Oh! Well, anyway.
See the red line lining up?
Okay. Yes.
That'll be our general manager. He'll be wanting to talk to you.
Well, no, it was a... there's one thing that I have noticed there's no Mexican restaurants around here.
Well, no way. That might not necessarily be true. Maybe not in the
immediate
Stony Brook area, but I'm sure somewhere in Long Island there's a Mexican restaurant. There has
a good one?
Well, look, I mean, we want everything. I mean, it's good enough.
The last time I ate Mexican food was on Newberry Street this time last year.
Well, that's because you only know of a Mexican restaurant there.
But I went to a different...
Certainly in New York City and Queens.
I went to a different Mexican restaurant this time.
Uh-huh.
On the same street.
So it must be the Little Mexico area or something like that.
Yeah, well, there was also an Italian place on the same block and an old record store in the same spot.
Mexican records?
There might have been some, Baja Marimba band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But you look for these things.
Yeah.
Well, Boston's a really great town. I've been there a few times, and one thing I like about the town is the record stores. Quite a few of them, you have to go down
the
stairs.
You go downstairs, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the kind I went to last year, but it wasn't there this year.
It's like Greenwich Village. What do you mean it wasn't there? How could it not be there?
It wasn't there.
Did they cave it in or something? Or
well.
Level it?
How could they level a basement?
Yeah. That's what, did they fill it in is what I was trying to ask?
No, actually, I don't know what happened. It just did not exist in the same location.
Oh, my goodness. The studio's coming apart.
Don't play.
Wow, look at that. I can take out the entire board here.
Careful, Frank's down the other room. He's listening to us.
Well, he better listen to us. This is really serious. The whole panel is coming out.
Yeah.
That could hurt somebody.
It's true.
They stick their hand in there.
Certainly could.
I have nasty-looking wires.
And a nice Italian place for dinner as well.
Nice Italian place. That's good.
And I came back in the same day. I flew up and back on Ransom Airlines.
Now, that's something you might interpret as being an advertisement. That's something you wouldn't be able to say on the radio.
Well, I'm just saying what I...
So
yeah,
when we
I
go on
right.
the air later on, don't say that.
Okay.
Thank you. Now...
But it was fun. It was a really nice flight.
Now, I'm going to have to edit that out of the tape,
Okay. Make sure you have enough... You're going to have enough time to do it tonight?
I'll make sure I do it, all right?
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I'll definitely edit that out.
But
okay, now,
we
were talking before.
Okay, we were kind of late coming home.
Yeah.
The plane was late leaving Boston, so there's a whole bunch of just passengers sitting in the departure lounge there, so you could have said they were being held for ransom, something like that.
Oh, that's funny, yeah. Oh, look at the phones light up on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh boy. So would you say Boston is one of your favorite towns?
I like it. It's confusing to drive around the first three times you've been there,
mm-hmm.
and I've only been there three times.
Yes. Oh, driving around in Boston is great.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen the traffic lights?
Especially during rush hour.
Well, I have never done that, but I've just driven around there during the regular day.
No, I wasn't really looking at
the lights.
I've
seen some amazing things, like a traffic light that was all lit up, red, yellow, green, and it's supposed to be like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they flash. It flashes yellow and is red at the same time, which, you have to have an interpreter book to understand the whole thing. But I think it's a very diverse... exciting town.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. In fact, remember Jerry DeLisle?
Uh-huh.
He does a radio show up in Boston now.
He got a radio show?
Yeah, he's at a station called WUMB.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
WUMB?
I believe that's what he said it was.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. I think that's what he said.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, which is a brand new station, apparently.
Well, that's really good. I'm happy for him. I guess he's doing traditional folk, or is he punked out?
He did, supposedly, he did a show from 6:30 to 9 this evening up there.
He's got more time?
He's got an extra half hour.
My goodness.
See? We didn't want to give him an extra half hour here, so he moved away to Boston where he could get it up there.
Well, that's what it's like in this non-commercial radio field. You know, it's just so competitive. And
I listened to one station up there, not that one, it was a different non-commercial station. And
they're playing traditional folk in the morning and reggae at night.
How'd you guess that?
I don't know, I just guessed.
You heard me
maybe,
say that yesterday.
Maybe I heard your show last night when you said that.
Yeah.
Frank, I'm glad you're here. Look at this at this panel, the way it comes out like that. It's not supposed to do that, is it?
Remember, we're on the air, and so we don't want to edit the tape, so don't say anything bad.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of hard to do. Oh, wow.
Oh, here are ID cards. I haven't gotten my ID card yet.
Oh, really? Let me have mine.
Okay, take yours. Yeah, don't drop them.
Oh, no.
Station staff all over the floor.
We could be so many different people here.
You know, I found out something today.
What was that?
I found out that, well, you ever go to those little receptions where people serve champagne?
I need some maintenance here.
I found out, don't do that. On the air, that comes over when you do that.
Hey, I was the fourth one in here.
Okay, you're today. I found out.
I'll find yours. You're not Jim Wiener.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
I found out that you can take those little champagne cups apart. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah,
the bottom and the top?
What, the plastic ones?
Yeah, the plastic ones. They screw right out from underneath them.
Uh-huh.
And you can walk around drinking champagne without a bottom on your cup. And it doesn't come spilling out either.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. So you can stack them on top of each other and then make them fall. Will you stop playing with the box? My goodness. Put it over there.
Who's this person? Is she new?
Rosanna Petrocelli, yes.
Really?
She's a new DJ person on our radio station.
Really?
Yes, they come and go, and lots of people are coming.
Dang.
What else? What else did I find out this week? Oh, I met somebody today.
Yes,
my car ran out of gas again. And amazingly enough, somebody picked me
Who's
up
this person?
And drove me all the way to a gas station to get a container to put gas in. They were very, very nice about it. And they drove me back, too. It was pretty amazing. And this person had just moved here from Buffalo, I believe.
Oh, really? They're nice up in Buffalo.
Yeah, I was asking what his impressions were of Long Island in general. And I have to agree with some of the things he says. He says that we're very rushed and we're very, we're under a lot of pressure. And people seem to be a lot more uptight about certain things and more harried, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
they seem to be harried when they're driving around in Boston, too.
Yeah, well, I guess any big city or suburban area, you'd find the same type of thing. But in a place like Buffalo, where, let's face it, all it really does is snow, it's the highlight of the year.
Yeah.
Well, that may not be true, but, it's for us, near in big city, near the Long Island Sound, all those big places.
Right.
It just, life seems a lot more busy.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, there's no other word for it, I guess.
That's true.
So I was able to do some soul searching.
While you're riding in this guy's car, getting gas.
Yeah, it was good.
Here you go. Found yours.
Gas, too. Thank you. I have my ID card now. Well, now that we all have our ID cards. And
we don't all have our ID cards.
Well, you got yours, I got mine.
Yeah.
That's enough.
No, it isn't. Frank hasn't gotten his yet.
He has.
Oh, he does. He yells he does. All right.
So any more reflections on this week?
This week?
Yes.
No, not really. Just an exciting trip to Boston, that's all.
No problems on the flight?
No, actually, the flight going up was really nice. Coming back, although it was an hour late,
It
was very nice as well.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. And do you have any plans for the next week?
Well, we're off on Monday.
Yes, most people are off on Monday.
Mm.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
But this Monday we're officially off, is that the case?
Mm. Yeah, officially, okay. Yeah. And I'm doing the traditional folk program on Monday evening.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Filling in for Steve Sanfilippo.
So you're doing that from 7 to 9 p.m., is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, well, again, we'd like to invite our listeners to
call up with questions, call up with suggestions on where we can call.
And we'll be doing that at 12:30. We'll be calling up someplace.
And they're not going to know who to call unless we give them the number.
Oh, that's true. Our area code is 516.
Then 246.
Then 7901. So you do that.
Hey, that looks like you have the Beatles queued up there.
It does, and it looks like it's all set to start. There it goes.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, 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 I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do.
So lay
That's from the Electric Light Orchestra back in 1973. It's called From the Sun to the World, Boogie Number 1, off the ELO 2 album. We heard from John Lennon off the Plastic Ono Band, and Isolation. And I'm so tired from the Beatles, gentlemen, and the Beatles off the White Album. Three tunes that bring back a lot of memories, that's for sure. And now, on the Voice of Long Island, here's one song that will someday bring memories. New from Joe Jackson, this is called Target. Voice of Long Island journeys outward from its protective shield to visit the real world. And we're so glad you could be with us tonight. Yes, we have a treat for you. We have obtained a copy of the Israeli telephone book. That's right. And we'll be giving you all sorts of fascinating facts about just what you have to do to get a telephone in Israel. And we have somebody standing by who will be asking us some questions a little bit later on, and we'll be answering them to the best of our ability. Now, step number one, how to obtain a telephone. Well, you can obtain an application form for a telephone at any post office. The completed form should be sent to the district telephone office nearest your home. You will find the address on page Roman numeral 8. Entries in the telephone directory. Well, the application form also asks you to specify how you wish your name and address to appear in the directory. Remember that this entry is not meant for you. Its sole purpose is to help others find your number. Take care, therefore, to see that your name or the name of your firm appears in the form and with the spelling by which you are known to your personal and business associates and to the public at large. Now, what happens to your application after you have sent it in? Well, if there are technical possibilities of making the installation, i.e., an available line in the local network and spare equipment at the local telephone exchange, you will be sent a bill for the installation fee. The telephone will then be installed within a period of 4 months from the date of payment of the account. Should there be no technical possibility of performing the installation, you will receive a postcard informing you of the situation and giving you the reference number of your file, which you should quote in all future correspondence with the district telephone office. Now, waiting for a telephone to be installed. The Ministry of Communications installs telephones at a rate which is dependent on the budget, manpower, equipment, buildings, and other resources at its disposal. During the current year, a new telephone was installed every 3 minutes of the working day. The actual installation of the telephone on the subscriber's premises is only a small part of the work involved. Buildings have to be put up to house urban and interurban telephone exchanges. Local and interurban cables have to be laid. Sophisticated equipment has to be installed, capable of transmitting speech from one telephone to another, whatever the distance. The ministry plans the development of the telephone system on the basis of annual and longer-term plans. Thus, there are areas and streets whose development will be completed this year and where it will be possible to install telephones. On the other hand, there will be other adjacent areas which will have to wait for their development to be completed. During 1972, the ministry installed some 50,000 new telephones, transferred thousands of existing phones, and invested more than $1.250 million in developing the telephone system. While you are patiently waiting for your telephone, various questions will undoubtedly arise in your mind. Here are some of them.
There are already telephones in my building. Why do I still have to wait?
Almost every area today has its complicated network of telephone lines, and in most buildings there is at least one telephone. You, however, cannot be connected to an existing occupied line. You have to wait until a spare line becomes available for your use. The neighbors' lines are for their use.
Why is it so easy to have gas installed, even though this requires cylinders, piping, and a gas stove, while it is so difficult to get a telephone?
The problem is not the installation of the equipment itself. This, as mentioned, is but a small part of the work. The gas and the cylinders form an independent unit which can be moved from place to place, installed, and put into immediate service. The telephone forms part of an urban and national system which can function in your house only if there is spare capacity in the line network and the urban exchange.
Why are telephones being installed in the building which has just been put up across the road? Well, I have to go on waiting.
The telephone network is composed of individual sectors. It may well be that in the adjacent sector, the development of the telephone lines has been completed. The cables have reached the sector access point, branched off to the various buildings, and been pulled through the piping inside the walls. Whereas in your sector, the development work has yet to be completed. The border between two sectors always passes between two houses or along the middle of a street. There is no technical possibility of taking a pair of wires from the wall of the building, extending them, and passing them over the street and over the area border until they reach your home. This is the explanation of the answer you may receive to the effect that it is not technically possible to make use of your neighbor's telephone line to provide you with a phone.
I took over an apartment which previously had a telephone. Why do I still have to wait?
You should ask the former owner whether he canceled his telephone. It could be that the telephone is still there for some reason or the other, but the line was canceled at his request some time ago and allocated to one of the neighbors who applied for a telephone before your own application was received by the ministry.
Could it happen that a new telephone is installed in another apartment in the same house as mine while I still have to wait?
This could happen. If your neighbor applied for a phone before you, then he will be allocated a line becoming available in the area. If he submitted his application while he was still living at his previous address, that period of waiting is credited to him. It could be that he applied after you, but that there are reasons for giving his application priority, such as the preservation of life, heart disease or other severe ailments, profession, doctors, etc., or other reasons. That concludes how to obtain a telephone. Now my assistant will read the priority list of obtaining a telephone in Israel.
Priority list number A, code 71. Ministers, members of the Knesset, Israel Defense Forces, hospitals, fire brigade, and that's it. For priority B, code 72, government offices, embassies and consulates, offices of the Jewish Agency and the private residences of members of the executive, the offices of a local authority and the private residence of the head of the authority, sick fund clinics, electricity and water service installations and offices, editorial offices of daily newspapers, telex applicants, applicants for interurban lines and point-to-point lines for data transmission. Priority code C, code 73, doctors, bereaved parents whose children fell in action, war widows whose husbands fell in action, disabled persons with 80% disability or more, blind persons, the private residences of heart patients on production of an approved medical certificate, persons with a kidney implant or under treatment in an artificial kidney machine, airline offices and the private residences of their general managers, shipping company offices and the private residences of their general managers, headquarters and branch offices of countrywide public institutions and the private residences of their directors general, banks, inland passenger and freight transport companies, taxi ranks, approved enterprises, hotels, pharmacies, cinemas, banqueting halls, schools, business establishments employing at least 25 persons on the premises at which the telephone is installed, building sites, and additional lines for heavy users.
We now move on to the other part of the real world, and that is something that we will be doing this week, investigating and finding out the answer to a question.
What is the question?
The question, I believe, is, well, as many of our listeners have asked us, where can we find a good Mexican restaurant? Is that true?
That's right.
We are going to find out if it is possible to find a good Mexican restaurant.
In Tel Aviv.
In Tel Aviv, yes. So we will start doing that immediately.
How about right now? Dialing for enchiladas.
Oh, the operator hung up on us.
That was quick.
We will try again.
She usually says hello first.
She's in a bad mood.
I only pay for one. May I help you?
Yes, operator. We need international information, please.
What country?
Israel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She only paid for one dish?
Apparently. Let's ask her about that.
No, I don't know if you should do that. That'll be a wise guy. Oh.
By the way, you only paid for one dish?
I told you you'd be a wise guy if you asked that. Now she doesn't like you.
I'm probably on hold.
No, I hear her tapping in the background. Hear that?
Yeah. Operators can be so helpful.
Except when they screw up.
Trying to get through for you.
Thank you.
What's the name of the Mexican restaurant you will be looking for in Tel Aviv?
Pedro's.
Pedro's?
Yes.
We're sorry. Your international call cannot be complete.
She's really doing a number on this one.
We're sorry, your international call.
I'm sorry, the circuits are busy just now. Do you want to try again in a few minutes?
A few minutes, you say?
Yes, the circuits are busy just now.
Okay, we'll try it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Now, I happen to know that that recording that she got meant that she dialed it wrong, so we will try right now to get through again.
Okay.
It did not say circuits were busy. It said cannot be completed as dialed.
What did you just dial? You just dialed three numbers.
Good evening, this is Ann.
Yes, operator, we're trying to get through to international information for Tel Aviv.
Oh, no. What country is that in?
Israel.
I'll look it up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Operators can be so helpful.
Excuse me?
I'm going to take you to directly there, so.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Now, whose phone number do you want?
We're looking for the telephone number of a restaurant over there.
What's the name of it?
It's called Pedro's, P-E-D-R-O apostrophe S.
No. Yes, you want the telephone number of Pedro's restaurant?
Of what?
Pedro's restaurant.
Tell me, please.
That's P-E-D...
P-E-D?
P-E-D-R-O apostrophe S.
That's P-E...
Right. Yes, P-E-D-R-O apostrophe S.
What's that?
It's an Italian restaurant.
No, it's a Mexican restaurant.
Excuse me, a Mexican restaurant.
Well...
It's in Tel Aviv.
Surprised she hasn't heard of it.
So no.
Well, she'll hear about it now if she finds it.
Yes.
So when you need me back, just click the receiver up and down if you want to be connected to the number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you think she'll find it?
Hope so.
I mean, I'd like to find a good Mexican restaurant. We couldn't find...
Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
No, we couldn't find that anywhere in the world.
We could... Did we ever try Tel Aviv?
No, I guess we never did try Tel Aviv.
That would be about the most logical place.
We're really going to try this operator's patience. Let's do it.
Yes.
She's gone an awful long time.
So? It's her dime.
Ooh.
It's unlisted?
Yes.
Does that mean it's there?
Not there. Pedro's is said P-E-D-R-O apostrophe S.
Yeah, you can't find it there?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we have another request while we have you.
Yes?
We need the number for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Please spell it.
Okay, Oscar, O-S-C...
O-S?
Yes, O-S-C...
Yes.
C-A-R.
Sorry, R, yes.
Oh, go ahead, please.
And their second name?
It's an establishment. It's a delicatessen. Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Oscar?
Yes, Oscar. O-S-C-A-R apostrophe S.
Another restaurant?
Yeah, a deli.
What's that?
Yes, it's a restaurant.
I don't know if you could say it's a restaurant.
Tel Aviv.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry.
No listing for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
No.
Oh, well.
All right, well, operator, thank you very much. Have a pleasant evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Thank you, operator.
Bye to you, too. Of course, it is morning over there. So saying, have a nice evening to somebody is not quite the right thing to do. Well, we found out virtually nothing. We don't know if there's a Mexican restaurant in Tel Aviv.
Named Pedro's.
And there certainly is not an Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli in Tel Aviv either.
Or anywhere else, for that matter.
But we did find out...
how to get your phone installed.
In Israel.
It takes 4 months.
4 months. My goodness. You have to be very patient.
Awesome.
And Stony Brook students think they have to go through a lot. Listen to this. This is, there are some places where it's impossible to have a phone installed. Totally.
Technically not feasible.
Technically not possible. Well, that's life, I guess. Well, that's all from the real world today. Join us once again, why don't you, when the Voice of Long Island once again takes a look at the real world.
tell the nation about this. You can tell the nation about that. Tell them sons of creation has come. Tell them that the comforter has come. Really bring joy to your soul. Really bring joy to your soul. You can tell your mama about this. You can tell your papa about that. Tell them sons of creation has come. Tell them that the chosen one has come. Really bring joy to your soul. Really bring joy to your soul. Sing, Lord. Sing, champion. Come me the force to carry me. Oh, my God. Sing, Lord. Sing, champion. Come me the force to carry me. Oh, let that rule is called up yonder.
Together, yeah.
That's new music from the Sons of Creation. Here where you never know what's going to happen next. The voice of Long Island is WUSB Stony Brook. Hey, here's old music from Ray Anthony.
Want a lot, I want just enough. So why is it got to be so damn tough? Living on the uptown side of jive, hustling the box to stay alive. Looking for a 10 and they give you 5? Well, it's tough. You talk to the boss is gruff. You ask for a raise and they call you bluff. You may get some, but it's never enough. Cause it's tough. Like a magnet boy, rough. Like a new divorce,
mean.
Like a three-time loser,
bad.
Like an L.A. cruiser,
down.
Like a limousine,
fly.
Like a submarine,
hard.
Like cold concrete,
tough.
That's the rhythm of the beat. But I wonder how you get to be Captain Kirk. It's tough. Now Kirk has a ship for the Enterprise. He cuts the aliens down to size. But I wonder what he do with the uptown guys. It's tough.
Tough.
Try to get some cash when you're looking for a raise and they give you trash.
Rough.
When you got it like that and your woman's running around with a baseball bat.
Hard.
Try to play it cool when the girls all know you're an out of work fool.
Tough.
To be. Wish I had somebody looking out for me.
trying to love her if you dare. Even if you do, she just won't care. Well, no one ever said that life is fair, cause it's tough. Saw a fine young lady the other day. I started my rap, I had a lot to say, but she said she was going with the CPA. Now it's tough.
Strong.
Like a superhero.
Rough.
Like a bank book zero.
Me.
Like the Oakland Raiders.
Bad.
Like the Cape Crusaders.
Down.
Like a home run ball.
Blind.
Like an umpire's call.
Hard.
Like a crew seat.
Tough.
That's the rhythm of a beat. Oh, a Jaguar, but you didn't make enough for a good cigar, cause it's tough. So you went to the bank to try to get a loan, but the guy behind the desk had a heart of stone. He said you don't need a car, give him telephone. It's tough.
Tough.
It's a way of life, lost your job, your money, but not your wife.
Rough.
Get in the black, Uncle Sam's in your pocket, and your woman's on your back.
Hard.
That's the deal, has to get a loan just to buy a meal.
Tough.
How it goes, when it's getting better, but nobody knows.
Strong.
Like Chocolate Thunder.
Rough.
Like Stevie Wonder.
Me.
Like Bruce the Shark. Like the Raiders are.
Down.
Like Sugar's gloves.
Blind.
Like a man in love.
Hard.
Like a big defeat.
Tough.
That's the rhythm of the beat.
Hello, friends. It's 1:06 in the morning. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook on the voice of Long Island, Curtis Blow. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the hot facts. Thank you. we were allowed to do dedications here on the Voice of Long Island, we'd say that version of Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael would be going out to T. Lizzie Stone. But we're not allowed to do that, so just forget it. I even mentioned it. We heard from the Sons of Creation in there. We heard something from John Heisman. We even heard something from Ray Anthony. And now here's something from Holly Near.
Well, I'm afraid I'm falling in love with you, and I really didn't want to. I really didn't want to. Afraid I'm falling in love with you, and I really didn't want to. Sweet one, well, I'm afraid I'm falling in love with you, and I really didn't want to. I really didn't want to. Afraid I'm falling in love with you, and I really didn't want to. Sweet one, well, I'm afraid I'm falling in love with you.
Tripods are coming up.
Good. I love you, baby, like like a bottle of gold. Come on, sugar, let me hit the road.
Nighthawks, the voice of Long Island. About 23 after 1. Coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes, another fascinating episode of the Tripod Family Adventures. In the meantime, we have a pair of tickets to give away to see Lords of the New Church at my father's place on Sunday evening. And all you have to do is be the first caller with the correct answer to this question. Who wrote the theme music for All in the Family? 516-246-7901. And here's Plus Five.
bachelor I am. You'll find me out west in my country of fame. You'll find me out west on my elegant plane, starving to death on my government claim. Sing hooray for Greer County, the land of the free, the home of the bedbug, grasshopper, and flea. Sing of its praises and tell of its fame, while starving to death on my government claim. My house that is built of natural sod, its walls are erected according to God. Its roof has no pitch, but it's level and plain, and I always get wet if it happens to rain. Sing hooray for Greer County, the land of the free, the home of the bedbug, grasshopper, and flea. Sing of its praises and tell of its fame, while starving to death on my government claim. How happy am I on my government claim? I've nothing to lose and I've nothing to gain. I've nothing to eat and I've nothing to wear. Nothing to nothing, it's the hardest damn fair. How happy am I when I crawl into bed? A rattlesnake kisses a tune in my head. A gay little steady feet, all without fear, walks over my pillow and into my ear. Sing hooray for Greer County, the land of the free, the home of the bedbug, grasshopper, and flea. Sing of its praises and tell of its fame, while starving to death on my government claim. My clothes are all ragged and my language is rough. My bread is corn dodgers, both solid and tough. But yet I am happy and live at my ease on sorghum, molasses, old bacon and cheese. Now all you claim holders, I hope you will stay until your old heart attack, till you're toothless and gray. But as for myself, I'll no longer remain, starve like a dog on my government claim. Goodbye.
Farewell to the west. I'm going back east to the girl I love best. Yes, I'll go back to Texas and get me a wife and quit corn dodgers for the rest of my life. Sing hooray for Greer County, the land of the free, the home of the bedbug, grasshopper, and me. Sing of its praises and tell of its fame, while starving to death on my government claim.
Radio Free Long Island, in mutilation with the Brentwood Disposable Tire Iron Facility, proudly presents another episode of The Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When I left Howard, Kathy, and Victor last time, they had just decided to stage a play to raise money for Victor's election campaign for town council. And as we look in on this time, we hear Kathy.
Quite honestly, I've always felt like doing a musical. You know, they always seem to go over so well with the audience. If they're done right, that is. And I think we can do it right.
I don't know, Kathy. I never really did like musicals. They seem so phony. People breaking into songs at the weirdest moments. It just doesn't seem like real life.
But Howard, the theater is not always real life. It can be anything it wants to be.
Then that's what I don't like about it. If you're going to put on a play, it should be about things the people of Stony Haven can relate to and understand.
But Howard...
Could you imagine what would happen if... Right in the middle of Kojak, Telly Savalas started to sing. It would totally throw people off.
I don't see what would be so bad about that, after all. I mean, he's got a beautiful voice. We have his record upstairs, you know.
I didn't know Telly Savalas could sing.
Oh, he can, Victor, and how. He's got a voice that can make you melt in your seat.
Maybe we should try to get him to be in our play, then.
Good idea, Victor. I'll have to find his phone number.
Well, this is your project, Kathy. If you want to do a musical, go ahead and do it. But I can tell you one thing. The people of Stony Haven will not be happy.
Oh, fooey on the people of Stony Haven, Howard. Anyone who has any intelligence and appreciation for the fine arts will come to see our play. We'll have a packed house.
Have you decided on the play yet?
I keep forgetting about that. Okay. Let's do that now before we make any other arrangements. Victor, do you have any favorites?
Well, are there many plays that have anything to do with running for town council?
I don't think so. Can you think of any, Howard?
You're not going to find anything about town councils in very many plays. Unless you write your own.
Well, there's hardly enough time for that.
Well, in that case, I think you should look for something that's fairly easy to put on. With as few actors and props as possible.
The fewer actors we have, the better they have to be, you know.
I don't think we should do a Shakespeare play.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, that would go right over the heads of the audience.
Well, how do you know?
Well, Kathy, this isn't Broadway. This is Stonyhaven, and the people who live here do not have the same high-cultured taste that other people have.
But we could do a Shakespeare play if we changed the round words a little bit.
Well, you mean like a modern translation?
Yeah, sure, why not? That way people would understand what incarnation he was talking about in the first place.
Yes, but how are we going to figure out what he's talking about?
Well, I may have been a geography major in college, but I do know a few things about the English language.
That's true, Howard. She's a very good grammarian.
Thank you, Victor.
But rewriting a Shakespeare play is going to be a very tough project.
Oh, it'll be a piece of cake, Howard. I'll do it tonight.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's not jump the gun. If we make a single mistake, it could cost Victor the election. Some of those Shakespeare people take his work very seriously.
Then we'll have to make sure they're not in the audience.
Well, how do you plan on doing that?
Well, we won't say it's a Shakespeare play that we're doing.
We won't?
No. We'll give it a new title, so people won't suspect a thing.
But we could get in trouble with that, too. After all, we're going to be using the framework of someone else's play, and they may accuse us of plagiarism or something.
Well, then we can give them credit.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, at the bottom of the page. We'll say special thanks to Billy Shakespeare.
Billy Shakespeare?
Yeah, of course. That way people might not recognize it. And we can make it extra small, too.
But that's deceptive, Kathy. It may not be an outright lie, but it's the next closest thing.
It's politics, Howard. Now let's stop wasting time talking about this and start doing something.
Ah, that sounds sensible to me.
Of course it is. Now look, Howard. The primary is next week and nobody knows that Victor's running. So he doesn't really stand much of a chance of winning unless we go out there and do something.
Okay, we all know that nobody knows Victor's running. But does anybody know who's running against him?
That's evading the issue, Howard.
You don't know either, do you?
Well, no. But I still don't think it matters. We've got to get the campaign launched.
What if he's running unopposed? Aren't you going through an awful lot of work for nothing?
Unopposed? Howard, where do you get your crazy ideas?
You know, that would make things a lot easier on us if we don't have to compete with anybody, Kathy.
I know that, Victor. But I don't think you should count on it. I think we're in for a fierce campaign.
In any event, you should find out what the name of your opponent is. That is, if you have one.
First things first, though. Let's figure out what play we're going to do for a fundraiser. Because otherwise, we don't have enough money to make even a phone call.
Did we decide to definitely do a Shakespeare play?
Well, I think that makes the most sense. And as campaign manager, that is what I have decided.
Ah, that sounds official.
The only question in my mind is, which play should we do?
Well, there are so many of them.
If we could only figure out what kind of play we were interested in, it would make this thing a whole lot easier.
I don't think it would be right to do a tragedy.
No, it wouldn't be. And Shakespeare didn't write any musicals, did he?
Why do you want to do a musical, anyway?
We've already discussed that, Howard. Now I think we can have the most success with a musical comedy. What do you think, Victor?
That sounds good to me, Kathy, but how are we going to do that when there aren't any musicals?
Oh, it's simple, Victor. We'll insert our own songs. That'll spice things up quite a bit.
Well, all right. Now, you know what you're doing, Kathy.
Now, have either one of you read any Shakespeare plays?
I read one once. It was a tongue twister.
I didn't know he wrote those.
Do you remember the name of it?
How do you perform a tongue twister?
I think it was called Labor's Lost Lover or something like that.
Oh, you must mean Love's Labor's Lost.
Yeah.
That's a comedy, Victor, not a tongue twister.
No, he meant the title was a tongue twister.
Well, I didn't have any problem with it. But we will have to change the title if we want to keep the Shakespeare people out.
Well, what can we change that title to?
Something more contemporary, maybe. Let me think. All right, what does labor mean?
Work. Employment?
Right. And what's labor lost?
Lost work. Unemployment?
You got it! So we could rename the play Out of Work for the Sake of Love.
Well, that sounds interesting.
And we could write lots of new songs for that, too. Why, I can hear the title song right now.
Kathy, you've got to be joking.
And so Kathy appears to have her heart set on putting on an adaptation of a William Shakespeare play for Victor's election campaign. And you want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say,
you know, I think he must be turning in his grave right now.
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a co-presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Brentwood Disposable Tire Iron Facility. This is Don Topeka.
from 4 to 6. The TV is blank, I need my fix. I pick up a book, but it isn't the same. And so I hook up my video game. And off I go through the halls of space. In a cosmic, not comic book galaxy race. And it's life or death, and it's them or me. The defender of human history. The sole survivor of all that has been. A losing battle with no way to win. It's a hyper velocity atrocity. Gonna take all those bug eyes down with me. Lasers on, phasers in. Protons play to win. Here they come, so don't be a dumb asteroid. No boy, that's a cylindrical planetoid. I'd better walk out, they begin to surround me and say, no, I'm not the reptilian society. Take this, sap that, take some of that, whap, whap. I'm over here and I'm free and I'm clear. They fell into my trap and I give them a taste of hell. I know my weapons and know them well. Two of them left, but they won't lift the tail of my tail of my tail of my round. We got to die. Now I'm up once again to my home base fishing. It's true that I'm cool as I lay devastation on galaxies I've never visited twice. And on whole populations and nations, it's nice to be mean and you're clean with your conscience. While quicker than green on the screen, I destroy without fear. I'm tired of space and war, at last the burn of the video laser blast. I change the cassette on my game machine and sweep out the stars from my video screen. A brand new game is ready to run, it's sword and sorcery, mystical fun with its dungeons and dragons and goblins and trolls and its warrior heroes, its mass and its scrolls and its bats and its snakes and its fleas and its teeth and its curses and verses and cells and disease. A swing of an axe, the slice of a blade, now we just more fun than the game we just played. Follow me down through ages of stones and canyons of glaciers and mountains unknown and built and drew a pit in the path at the top to an ocean of fire. And the chips of profitable currents of evil and madness and presence of patches of gold are from spiders and slime, which will lead you to horrors where there's no way back. It's almost exactly like riding Amtrak. Ah, isn't it fun? Yeah, yeah, you'll never be bored. Hold on to your sword. We've only begun to the dim labyrinth of the palace wherein lies a much fabled story and chalice. It's guarded by private serpents with malice, with malice, with malice. It's fun. Ha, ha. Pressing you off on your own with a chalice in hand. Sealed by a primeval villainous band of the worst kind of demons who seize you and bind you with force. Just a game, all the demons remind you. You try to get out, but you're caught in the screen. You're trapped in the tube, but your face can't be seen. Your carriage is slipping, don't reach out for me. You're caught for all time in the prison of TV. You're glued to the tube. 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 You're glued to the tube.
There's a ramshackle shack out of old Caroline that's calling me back. Sparkle with love, send down to me,
send down to me,
from heaven above, here by the way, of a beautiful dove, I fly to the gal of mine, I'll spend my day
Oh, Everywhere, rub over here, man, I rub over there. year, rubba dear, rubba everywhere, rubba dubba, back in the year of 73. If you didn't know me, was a stock Yankee. Me used to wear me earring and the style come from us. And everything me chat was happening, bro. Me on the go now. Song little later, dong, da dong, now. Luther on the go now. Song ding, dong, 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 dong. Creation on the go now. Hey, hey, with that he and a two that he don't know. D and a O, them a play the domino. Some a play the football, some a play the kick a power. You come to Papa Luca and we show you how. The Yankee and the Yali come together. The Yankee and the Yali come together. We are the chant together in a any kind of weather. Clap together like a bird of a feather. Stick together like tar and feather. Chant together in a any kind of weather. The weather is snowing, the weather is raining, the weather is hailing. We will be chanting in. We will be chanting, we'll be chanting in the morning. We will be chanting in.
We heard from Sons of Creation, and it was called Feeling Down a Yard. Prior to that, The Clash and Car Jamming, we heard I Want to Marry a Lighthouse Keeper off the soundtrack to Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Mike, maybe you remember what we heard before that.
Heard something from Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys. Sparkling Brown Eyes, I think that was what it was. Title cut from that album. And,
pretty good, pretty good.
Something called the Zap Wrap. I think you have it right behind you on your right-hand side there. It's got a pink label.
Yes,
and a white sleeve there. Why don't you just read exactly what that is?
Okay. What exactly that is?
Hey, is this the last time we're going to play this theme?
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. The Zap Wrap. It doesn't really say anything else except that, Mike.
Well, who does it?
Tyler Von Jeebs.
Yeah.
Produced by Rupert Holmes and Eddie Corvan.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's all I really wanted to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's on the Holmes line of records.
Yes.
Now, about our theme. Yes, yes, the time has come for a change.
Yeah, it's time to retire the old theme. Huh?
Yes. And the old theme ticks.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know why, but it does.
Well, it's not the theme, it's the cart.
Or whatever it is, it's ticking.
Yeah.
Yes, this, well, we'll be playing it again, I guess, at 3 o'clock before we go off, but that, this is the last show that that theme will be heard upon. And next week, we'll have a brand new theme.
From Andy Lisch.
Yeah, another one from Andy Lisch. This was written by Andy Lisch.
No, this wasn't written
by Andy Lisch. Well, it was performed by Andy Lisch.
Right.
Wasn't written by him?
No.
Are you sure?
One of his friends did. I asked him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he wrote this one. I'm pretty sure he did.
Uh-huh.
But you can call up and ask him. He's on every Sunday morning or Saturday night from 3 a.m. until 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
With the Morning Star.
Yeah. Contemporary Christian stuff.
Yeah. Part of USB's Radio Free Weekend. Let's let it finish with a flourish.
Yeah, that's a good flourish.
Yes. Okay, well, now it's time. Actually, it's 1:57 and time for the 1:55 news. And, well, coming up at about 2 o'clock, we'll be doing our album side, a classical album side this week. So stay tuned. It's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, Israel Radio says Israeli troops are to leave Muslim West Beirut on Sunday. On Friday, they spent most of the day removing Palestinian and Lebanese guerrilla arms and artillery from the Lebanese capital. In Jerusalem, U.S. envoy Philip Habib met with Israeli Prime Minister Begin to discuss troop withdrawal. Sources in Washington say efforts are aimed at getting Israel out of the entire city of Beirut. The United States Friday night supported a clause in the U.N. resolution calling for an investigation of the Beirut massacres. But both the U.S. and Israel vetoed the resolution as a whole. It was overwhelmingly approved by the other nations. The resolution's cause calls for a Security Council inquiry and report into the refugee camp killings. The Lebanese ambassador, Fakhri Sagayah, said his country had not requested the inquiry. Leftists in Honduras released two hostages on Friday, and there's speculation that the week-long siege is nearing an end. The guerrillas are still holding two cabinet ministers and 37 other prominent businessmen. A presidential spokesman says negotiations are going well. The hostages are demanding the release of some political prisoners.
and President Reagan will preside Saturday over a candle-lighting ceremony in the White House prior to a school prayer rally set later in the day at the Washington Mall. On Friday, Reagan told a group of magazine editors that he'd used the presidency as a pulpit to push conservative social issues. Thursday, the Senate rejected a proposed school prayer bill.
The retrial of convicted murderer Juan Corona cost California taxpayers more than $5 million, and California State Controller Ken Corey says he wants to conduct a full audit. He says, if money has been misspent, we will ask that it be returned. Corona was convicted Thursday by a Hayward, California judge jury in the 1971 deaths of 25 farm workers. Hopes for a bill requiring foreign automakers to manufacture some auto parts in the United States seems to be fading. The chairman of the Ford Motor Company told a House panel Friday that the local content bill will not create any new jobs right away. Philip Caldwell says continuing the present voluntary quotas on Japanese cars is more help to the struggling domestic car industry. General Motors, the United Auto Workers, and the state of California agreed Friday to bankroll a program to retain laid-off auto workers for new jobs. State officials say the $10 million program is the first of its kind in the United States. It's aimed at teaching new skills to more than the 8,000 auto workers laid off from two GM plants in California.
Suffolk County Executive Peter Culhallan is proposing a $684.9 million operating budget for 1983. The budget would raise property taxes for the average homeowner by $47. The spending plan is 4.3% higher than the 1982 budget. Culhallan says the tax increase is necessary to maintain county services at their current level in the face of reduced revenues from the federal government. He says Suffolk County has lost $20.3 million in federal aid from mandated programs since 1981. Culhallan notes that the federal share of county expenditures has dropped from 28% of the general fund in 1981 to a projected 13.4% in 1983. He says the full effect of the federal cuts won't be known until late in fiscal 1983. Culhallan earmarked $5 million total for 1982 and 1983 for a county inspection of the Long Island Lighting Company's Shoreham Nuclear Power Plant. The money will also cover the cost of intervening in the hearing before the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The budget contains $839,000 to hire 42 new correctional officers and $885,000 for continuation of Suffolk County's program to apprehend drunk drivers. Culhallan also announced that in 1983, the county will replace only 3 out of every 5 county cars taken out of service. He said the phase-out will cut costs and reduce alleged abuse of county-owned vehicles.
And look at the USB Long Island weather for tonight. Partly cloudy with lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs 65 to 70. Tomorrow night cloudy with a chance of a few late night showers. Lows around 60. And the winds southerly tonight around 10 miles per hour. Becoming southwesterly tomorrow. Sunny Sunday, rainy and cool with highs around 70. Right now in Stony Brook it's 14 degrees Celsius. 57 Fahrenheit, and it is about 2 o'clock, right? And this is WUSB Stony Brook.
And that's right.
And I'm Mike Uhas, and that's
Eric Corley over here.
Yeah.
And I guess it's time for the Voice of Long Island album side.
Yeah, I'm taking off, too, during the album.
Well, good for you.
Because I got to go to work, so I'm going to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, our album for this week...
It better be a good one.
Yes, it is a
very
good one.
I'm going to listen on the way home.
It's a very good one.
Okay.
It's highlights from Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffman.
Ooh.
Yes. And let's see if I can tell you anything of particular interest. Well, this was released in 1972. It's got all sorts of funny names on here that I can't pronounce, and I'm not going to try because I'll just make a total fool of myself. But let's just say that we'll be hearing the prologue, Act 1, Act 2, and the epilogue. So we'll be hearing the whole gosh darn thing. Tales of Hoffman.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, on the Voice of Long Island.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Flick, flack, 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 flick, flack Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. la 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 la